As we take communion this morning, I'd like us to remember something. I'd like to remember that God rejoices over sinners who repent. Jesus reminds us of this in Luke chapter 15. He tells parables. In the first, there is a lost sheep. In the second, there's a woman who has a lost coin. And in the third, there's a father who has a lost son. Now, when Jesus is telling these parables, it's somewhat tragic because he's talking to the Pharisees and scribes, and they're grumbling about the fact that Jesus is eating with people who they identify as sinners. These people are repenting of their sin and turning away from it, and now are drawing near to the one who has the power to save, and the Pharisees don't like it. They don't like it because they have failed to recognize their own depravity and treason against a holy and righteous God. They've failed to be introspective when it comes to their own sinful hearts and have chosen to condemn others by solely looking outward. And that's what we don't want to be. We need to be reminded of and consider deeply the depth of our depravity, because when we do, we have reason to draw near to Christ. When I know and rightly understand that I'm a sinner and what I deserve, then I should by turning away from my sin and drawing near to the one who offers salvation through the cross of Christ. But because the Pharisees and scribes don't have this disposition, Jesus gives them three parables describing God's heart for sinners. And here in these three parables, Jesus does an amazing job of showing why sinners should come to him. First, in all three parables, something is lost but was later found because the person who it belonged to pursued it. A man had a lost sheep and went after it. A woman had a lost coin and went after it. And a father had a lost son and went after him. And this is exactly what Jesus does. As a sinner, I was lost and in need of desperate help, and Jesus came after me and pursued me. Jesus put on flesh, became a man, and did what no sinner could do. He perfectly fulfilled God's righteous requirements that none of us could fulfill. He was always 100% obedient to every single thing that his eternally existing Father had ever said. And you know what he does? Out of his love for sinful, treasonous rebels that hate him, he gives up his life in place of theirs. He goes to a Roman cross, and while there, God his Father pours out his wrath on his perfectly obedient Son and treats him as if he committed the most wicked of sins. Now, for all who believe in this sacrifice, God credits to them the righteousness of Christ, the one who took their place. It's beautiful. This is the motivation for sinners to repent. This is the good news that those of us who are Christians, we have to cling to it. Our repentance must be motivated by reminding ourselves of what Christ has done. There's also one more thing that's common in all three of these parables as well. When each of these individuals find what was lost, they celebrate. The man calls all of his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me." The woman calls all of her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me." And the father calls his servants and friends together and says, "Let us eat and celebrate." You see, God is the one who rejoices over sinners who repent. Imagine that. This passage tells us that God, in front of all the angels of heaven, rejoices over just one sinner who repents. And he has a good reason to rejoice. He rejoices because when a sinner repents, he finally receives what he paid for. You see, the point of the parable is to zoom us in on the joy that God experiences when sinners repent. Because when repentance happens, we clearly see that the blood shed by Jesus at the cross actually accomplishes what it was intended for. So as we take the bread and the juice, let's examine ourselves for any lingering sin and repent of it. But don't stop there. Rejoice with God because he purchased your repentance when Christ shed his blood. If you're here today and repentance isn't something that you desire to do, then simply let the bread and the juice pass when they come to you. We want this time to be a time for all who live lives of repentance to come together, celebrate, and remember the person and work of the Lord Jesus. So as the men come with the bread and the juice, feel free to take it when you're ready.